Indigo Girls, Amy and Emily, our guests here. You mentioned that you hang out in Nashville occasionally. You've never recorded here, though, have you?
We've recorded with, we just did a song with Nancy Griffith, Wimaway, for her folk album that's going to come out. And we did a song with Chris McKay here, but we've never done our own records here.
Somebody told me that your grandmother, at one time, tried to get you involved in the Nashville scene. What was the story there?
She wrote a letter to Hee Haw. And when I was, I guess I was 16 years old at the time, and asked them if they would have me on the show and everything. She got me my first gig, too, at a cocktail party. She's pretty cool.
Yeah. Did she consult with you about being on Hee Haw?
She told me after she wrote the letter, she told me what she had done. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, grandma.
and their response was no.
Well, they never answered. I think they may have sent a picture or something of, you know, somebody. I don't know. But it was no.
Yeah. You could have been a Hee Haw honey, you know. when did you two get together down in Georgia and then start this whole thing?
At the end of high school, which was... We really started playing together in 1980, and I graduated from high school in 81, so by that time we'd started playing out and like doing open mic nights and stuff around Atlanta. Then I went off to college, and we used to come back for, like, when I'd come back for breaks, we'd play in Atlanta, and Amy came down to New Orleans where I was in school, and we played on the street there, and so we were sowing the seeds of our career then.
How does it start, though? Do you remember the first time that something musically happened between you two?
Well, it was, I mean, we got together we just decided that we were going to do a song for a talent show. We got together in the basement of my parents' house and just learned a James Taylor song. Mm-hmm. You know, it was for fun. So it was, the seeds are, for us, were planted in the idea of having fun together. You know, it was a social thing.
It was just a fun thing you were doing. Mm-hmm. But at that point, when you did that, was there something special that happened? Did you realize, did you go, whoa, you know,
well,
this is pretty good?
It was special because it was so fun and everything worked. I mean, the harmonies came together because I always had a higher voice and Amy had a lower voice, and we played guitar well together, and it was just so fun. So, but at that, it wasn't like a moment of a light shone and we thought, God, this could be our career. You know, yeah, it was a gradual thing.
But there is a certain time you think, you know, we're pretty good, or this is working.
Well, it always felt good from the very, very beginning, even when we were just learning James Taylor songs.
And you call yourself Sailors and Ray at first, and then at some point it becomes Indigo Girls.
Well, we called ourselves the B-Band for a while, which was some
made
really
it up in high
name.
School.
It became the Indigo Girls when we were coming out with a single, and we also had a show at this opening for, I guess it might have been John Sebastian.
One of those guys.
At the Moon Shadow in Atlanta, and we wanted to change our name to something that was more like a band name. So at that point, it was, you know, something we thought was necessary.
After your college, from what I read about you, you wanted to keep the act going. Mm-hmm. And Emily is waffling a little bit and not sure what you want to do. What did you say to her to convince her to let's keep the act together?
I think, you know, we sort of just talked about, I kind of said, hey, you know, I've been putting up posters and setting up all the gear. And you know, I'm really, I want you to, like, commit to it and do your part of it if you want to. And if you don't want to, I want you to tell me now, that kind of thing, you know. But it wasn't like this big threatening situation. I just felt like I didn't really know what she was going to do. And things seemed to be getting to a point where we were investing a lot of time and effort into it. And so we needed to know where we were going. And it wasn't like, okay, I want to get a record deal. Do you want to do this or not? It was more like just do you want to play music together?
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
What were you thinking you might want to do?
Grad school. I mean, while Amy was putting up posters, I was meeting with my advisor about where I should go to grad school. So it wasn't really fair.
To do what? What was your
I wanted to be an English teacher. I wanted to go on and study literature and teach, maybe high school.
Mm-hmm. Does that still eat at you occasionally?
Do you think quite enjoy that? I miss that discipline of being in the academic circle and using my mind in that way. It's harder for me now with our lifestyle and being on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. But I don't
feel... But you use your mind now.
Yeah, but not in the same way. It's not as disciplined to use, not for me anyway. But I don't feel that same pull towards becoming a teacher that I did back then. I have absolutely no regrets about the decision I made, and it's been a wonderful relationship and career so far, and I think it's going to continue for a while, so I feel good about it.
Now, and when you were going to Vandy, what were you intending to do?
Play music. you know, I wasn't so great. I'm not looking
school,
back
just,
on it.
Just a
well, I,
t-
my parents wanted to put me through college, and I didn't want to look that, you know, like a gift horse in the mouth. And mm-hmm. I love academics and I love learning. So, but I was, you know, I was working at the Great Escape record store and playing music at a few different clubs. I wasn't very good at the time.
So school was just something to do to keep the parents happy and to get you to your
Well, music. It kept me happy, too, and it gave me a place to be for 4 years.
If Emily hadn't come back with you, would you have pursued this solo?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the same, and I probably wouldn't... I don't think I would have gotten to this point. I mean, I think that what we have is a very magical thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
I'd still be doing it. You know, I can't say I wouldn't, because... It is my life, so.
You're both prolific writers. You split the writing on the albums, it seems to me, about 50-50, but I don't see you writing together. Is this something where you each want to write alone?
We just can't write together. We express ourselves so differently, and we're influenced by different kinds of music, and Amy is much more of a stream of consciousness writer, and I write my songs much more like an English paper, and so you can see that it just wouldn't work. But what we do together is arrange the songs, and that comes very naturally. Singing harmonies together, working out the guitar parts, agreeing on the dynamic structures of the songs, and that's natural.
So you've tried to write together, or you have written together?
We did once. It was awful. It was really awful. Mm-hmm. We just ripped off Bob Dylan lyrics, and it's a very generic sounding song.
Yeah. Well, then, do you socialize together? Are you truly friends when you're not traveling or working?
We're friends, but we don't really socialize together. I mean, we might end up at the same club to see the same band or something, but, No, you know, if you spend this much time on the road, it would be crazy to socialize.
One of the things that my producer was telling me, you did your first album on an independent label, your own label.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you signed this big contract with Epic Records, and you go through a stage of sort of depression over signing with a major label, which seems sort of odd. What was the thinking there?
We're kind of wacko, I guess.
Well, there you go.
That was never our dream, though, to get a major record deal, in all honesty. We had the money set aside and the time set aside to go and make an independent record at the time that we got signed by Epic. And we just want to live normal lives, well, whatever normal is, but, you know, just be decent people. And home is a great connection for us. And maintaining our sense of balance and our connection to our parents and friends and so on. And I myself, I remember being so scared that my life was going to change, and I didn't want it to change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I got depressed.
Has it changed?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. But it's like any kind of change you're fearful of, and then you just gradually slip into it, and it's okay.
Yeah. So you adapt as you go.
Oh yeah, we're happy.
We're fortunate.
This is the album, Rites of Passage, the newest from Indigo Girls, climbing the charts like lightning, available at your record stores everywhere. Thanks. Appreciate you doing this.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Amy and Emily, Indigo Girls. Good luck with your album. Hope it continues to go well. We'll take a break. When we come back, Allison Brown and her banjo will be here. Stay with us.